Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Christian Kiok, co-founder of Better Decisions Group. We're covering three highlights from the show. How to identify your target customer and develop your niche as a new consultancy. How Better Decisions Group uses productization and support contracts to create recurring revenue. And how Christian delegated duties to grow Better Decisions Group. Let's go! How to identify your target customer and develop your niche.
How do you decide on which target customers to focus on in the beginning? And how did how did this evolve then over time?
Yeah. So again, that was probably pretty opportunistic. So being a small consulting company, especially, you know, with the owners being relatively young and not having massive networks where you just call up your mates and then they give you a project, because they're all really just starting their careers themselves. So therefore, we couldn't be beggars can't be choosers, as they say. So we basically took whatever we could get initially just to survive. You know, we started from nothing. Yeah. And so once you've done something, you've done it well, again, there was no alternative. We had to do everything really top-notch, high quality, because otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be able to stick with these customers. Maybe they give us some more work. Basically, there was no alternative to being, you know, the very best for our customers we could possibly be. Which thankfully worked quite well, because a lot of customers, even back in those days, wanted to work with us long term. And so if you do something well and you have a good solution, and a customer that's happy, then obviously you can try and replicate that, because you'll get a reference. You know already this particular problem in this particular industry with those, you know, the buzzwords that you have to use in that industry. That's what people will be talking about. They'll be using these words. Then it sort of makes it easier to try and replicate that, and frankly, over time, that's how we got to our specialisms. We just started out in those four areas that I mentioned: energy, manufacturing, retail, and housing, real estate. It just so happened in all of these that we got an initial project or two, we said, okay, this is really good. This is a really good solution that's specific to this industry, that everyone in this industry will have the same issue, will have the same pain points. Let's develop this further and let's try and replicate it. So again, we weren't very strategic about it, saying, well, these are the five industry with the highest mandate rates or whatever, so let's go in that. Yeah. We are more now considering whether we might want to add another industry to that would fit well, and that might be sort of commercially interesting as well. Mm-hmm. This was sort of, it just happened in a way.
How Better Decisions Group uses productization and support contracts to create recurring revenue.
There's two main areas of sort of recurring revenue that we are working on. So one is the application support. To be fair, that's sort of, customers also request that, because if you have an application that's important for, say, your buying processes, or say your finance processes, or, you know, your monthly forecast, your rolling forecast process, or something like that, these solutions are actually reasonably crucial. The business isn't going to fold tomorrow if the solution isn't working, but they're actually reasonably crucial to some of our customers. So they really want that. It ultimately, a support contract is like an insurance, isn't it? You hope you don't need it, but when you need it, it's there. Mm-hmm. And so some of our customers actively asked for it, and in fact, it was a prerequisite for them working with us. So mm-hmm. And then that was a few years ago when we sort of first started delving into that, and obviously once you are down that sort of down that road in terms of your thought process and in terms of your internal structures and processes, having set up a support functionality, then obviously it only makes sense to offer that to all customers. I mean, all customers can benefit a bit from it. Like I said, it is like an insurance. If you don't want an insurance, you don't have to buy it. But, you know, if you want it, it's there. So that's actually quite a we've seen a lot of growth of that over the last couple of years, actually. So we most of our support contracts that we have with customers have been signed in the last 18 to 24 months, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And you said you have more than one recurring revenue stream. What is the other one?
So the other one is basically, again, that's kind of a sort of a direction of travel of, I think, our industry really, is that you have what people call productization, where typically, just to explain that, so typical kind of solutions that we base our projects on, we are partners with software vendors, right? So the software vendors have a piece of software that can provide all of these functionalities I mentioned, planning, reporting, and analytics, all combined in one. And those software solutions, however, are a little bit like an empty sheet of paper. So there's, or like an Excel sheet when you open it. It's, you know, there's lots of technology in the background, but it's an empty sheet. You have to make it do what you want it to do. So you have to customize it. It's not like a standard piece of software where you press install and then it's there. That's not how it works. The beauty of it is that it's completely flexible. So you can build whatever you want with it. That's why, you know, that's why it is like that. That's why it's not a standard software. That's why it's a framework.
How Christian delegated duties to grow Better Decisions Group.
Over the course of time, like on a helicopter view, what did you delegate first up to the point of where you are now, where you're basically mainly focused on sales and don't do operations anymore?
Right at the beginning, and when it's just you and your partner or partners, there was actually a third founding partner back in the day. Then obviously you do absolutely everything. I think the aspects, one of the aspects that we sort of try to apportion between us to say, okay, you do this, I do that, was sort of some of the internal overhead, like recruiting and finance and all that. Thankfully, my partner Guido is good at that and likes doing that, because I'm not, certainly not at the finance part of it. The whole bookkeeping and everything, and also recruiting, he's brilliant. So and he's got some really good ideas around that. So that's probably the sort of the overhead things. There was probably the first thing we sort of delegated in terms of we didn't do everything. Not everyone did everything. And then we brought in people to say, okay, now you run the recruiting and you know, I might only be there in later stage interviews or something like that. Or obviously the finance aspects as well. For a very relatively long time, you are still in the operational delivery side of things, delivering work yourself. Then obviously the first thing you do that you don't do that anymore, you only project manage and customer account manage. And then that's the next step I give up. So now I have project managers and I have account managers and I'm not involved in projects anymore. Sales, as you say, before you have this productized offering, it is very much a partner task, and you know, A, I'm good at it, B, I like doing it, so you know, it'd be stupid not to do it, but that's the next one I want to sort of then delegate to others.
Ready for more? Head over to savoo.io/leaders, savoo.io/leaders.